Since 2010, Modern Mission in Fayetteville has provided Northwest Arkansas residents with a place to play outdoor laser tag. In early June, the company quietly opened a new 12,000 square foot building next to the outdoor battlefield that contains, among other things, four party rooms and a new indoor battlefield. Modern Mission is owned by Travis and Becky Fink, and it was created for the purpose of supporting a camp at their home.
We have 25 acres out there, and we just felt, we feel so blessed that we get to live there. And we started seeing kids that had never roasted marshmallows, they'd never been fishing, they just never, you know, we just started encountering these kids in our daily life, and we just thought, well, we need to share it. You know, and so we opened it up and we started New Creation Camp probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And it's just, you know, it's a place where people can just come and use this space. Like, we have a pond they can fish, we have a shop, we have a swimming pool, you know, things like that, that kids that may not get to do that can come and play. So we have youth groups that come out, we have father-son campouts, we have, you know, organized things like that. So we realized that all of that takes money and upkeep, right? And so instead of deciding to go ahead and ask for donations, we thought, you know, it'd be great to just start a business that could support that mission. So we started looking at a couple of things and ran across laser tag, outdoor laser tag, and we thought, what fun. And it goes along with the mission of getting kids out and enjoying God's creation, and, you know, where you're running and using all your muscles.
The construction of the new building has taken almost a year to complete. The new indoor battlefield is 8,000 square feet. That measurement is just the size of the bottom floor, and it doesn't include any of the wooden structures players can climb on or hide in. Owner Travis Fink says this new space will give guests a unique experience.
To our knowledge, we're the only facility like this in Arkansas. The closest facility that we know of that's even similar to this is in Houston. There are two in Wisconsin, both in the Milwaukee area, and another one is in California. So there aren't many facilities quite like this at this level. So we're really excited to launch this vision that we've had for quite some time.
Prior to participating in a mission, players watch a 4-minute training video that addresses some safety and courtesy rules. Afterward, they are taken into the battlefield room where they receive their mission details.
All units this night, be advised a massive storm is moving in from the west, which is affecting all operational communications. Your objective for this mission is domination. There's one domination point located at the embassy. Your team must locate, claim, and hold each point in order to win. The team with the most points at the end of the round will be victorious. Report to your team leaders for further instructions.
Travis explains a lot of their customers are big video gamers, so he has tried to combine software, lighting, and sounds to immerse patrons in a unique environment that makes them feel like they're in a video game. So far, Travis says the most players they've had on the indoor battlefield at one time is 46, but they plan to cap it at 60 participants per session. Groups are typically divided into two teams, the red team and the blue team, and each is assigned a field marshal who uses a tablet computer to control the lights and sounds in the arena. For example, the field marshals can use sounds of a helicopter to simulate an extraction.
So you hear that, you know, it's close. You know, we've almost won. And then you've got to keep, you know, defend them and keep the other players off. And then we've got jet flybys. So we can have jets sound like they're circling through. You can simulate heavy rain and an air raid siren. So if a bomb, you know, air raid siren, jets are coming in, warnings and all that good stuff. We've got rain with thunder. We can simulate all different kinds of experiences with different lighting.
The field of play is comprised of a 3-story embassy building that's connected to 4 2-story buildings. The structures are joined together by catwalks, and they contain secret passages and backdoor accesses guests can climb.
So that way you don't get pinned in a certain area, you've always got a way out. And the other thing is, to keep it safe, we don't want any bottlenecks. We don't want 40 or 50 people all rushing to one point. So with 6 points of entry to get to the second floor, we can divide that traffic, so it's a lot safer. We've got the deuce and a half army truck, which is actually, we take it to military events and military appreciation days, and it's a functioning truck. It actually works, but it makes a great prop, so we keep it in here now.
Thanks to some lighting, sound, and a smoke machine, Travis and his crew can also simulate the truck blowing up. Groups can play a variety of missions, but instead of being about the individual, the missions are objective-based and team-focused. One mission, for example, requires a team to keep possession of a cube. Travis describes it as a high-tech version of Capture the Flag or King of the Hill. During any mission, a player is equipped with a gun that has 6 red or blue lights. This represents a player's health. Once players lose all of their lives, they can run to a respawn station where they press a button to restore their health. So instead of being out, patrons can continue playing for the entire hour, offering a longer period of playtime for a reasonable price is one of the perks owner Travis Fink says he can offer patrons. He also says participating in laser tag missions is safe and it provides his customers with a form of exercise.
When people say, what do you do? And we say, oh, we run outdoor laser tag and an indoor battlefield. They think 1980s blacklight laser tag, kiddie laser tag. 7-year-olds love this and 75-year-olds love this. They just love it. Because it's different, it's unique, and we do different missions.
Modern Mission will celebrate the official grand opening of its new indoor laser tag battlefield, July 10th. However, Modern Mission is already open to the public. The indoor battlefield is open for reservations only Monday through Wednesday. The battlefield is open to the public Thursday through Sunday, and hour-long missions start on the half hour. The final session of the day begins 1 hour before closing time. Patrons can participate in a mission for $20. More information is available at modernmission.com.